August 31st, everyone, month of August, has been a wonderful month, as you know, because you've been following what we have been doing. What we're doing is not what we want to do. We just do the next thing. We have to do it, therefore we want to do it, and we do what we do in love. Same with you. Go to your place of work in love, with your work and with everyone there. Don't make differences. Don't like one person more than another, because that causes division. Also, it's not professional. A lot of people in the workplace have their favorite people, and the favorite people together have their enemies. Often the boss is the enemy. We must love everyone. Love comes from the higher chakras. Contention, division, gossip, backbiting are the lower chakras. You saw the big chakra man on the previous issue of Hinduism Today. Look at it carefully, and you can lift yourself from the lower to the higher if you happen to find yourself in the lower. You have the will to do that, and only you can do that. Through the grace of God within you can help you do this. We're looking forward to our moon calendar phase of 5 days. Very eventful. Day after tomorrow, the famous world traveler Swami Pragyananda is coming to Kuadinam for 3 days and celebrating his birthday with us. He has a large ashram in New Delhi, building a multi-million dollar school and center in his hometown, not too many miles away. He is a very important person, and we're very happy to have him with us. I'm also sending two Swamis, Paramacharya Bodhinatha Swami and Shanmuganatha Swami, to mainland America, to California for 3 or 4 days. And then Paramacharya Bodhinatha Swami is taking some of our younger monks to Malaysia, Singapore, and India. He'll be 3 weeks in India visiting all of our most wonderful writers and artists and carvers and doing a lot of spiritual work. And we wish him well. And a safe trip there, and a happy journey back home to Kuadinam. Of course, visitors have been coming and going, wonderful devotees on pilgrimage, coming in the right spirit, and when that happens, that uplifts all of us. We really are uplifted by the pilgrims. Just a word of advice in summary to you. Treat everyone equal in your family. Treat everyone equal in your workplace. Don't have likes and don't have dislikes. This means you don't like somebody, you love everybody. Liking is kind of tolerating their existence. Loving is accepting them into your heart. Everyone is your teacher. Some teach you what to do, and others have the greater lesson. They teach you what not to do by their example. But still love them anyway, and thank them for who they are. Accept everyone for the wonderful being on the spiritual path of evolution toward the self the Vedas so eloquently speak about. Om Namah Shivaya.